How about love?
Yeah, love.
Now, if I'm going to go put my hands on that, then you don't want me to. You say, don't, what?
Don't touch that.
Good. Now, if I threw a ball at somebody and I didn't see who it was who got it, I'd ask who, what? I want to find out who got the ball.
Yeah, who caught the ball or who picked up the ball or whatever it was.
Now, say you're downtown and you're doing something, I want to wait. I say, you go ahead and do it, I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
Would you ever say, I'll wait on you?
Well, you could say, yeah, you could say that. I'll wait on you.
See, I did something that didn't turn out very well, and I want to do it again. I'd say, well, I think I can do it this next time. Why don't you give me another?
Yeah, give me another chance.
Good enough. Now, if a person is in good spirits, what do you call it? He's in good.
Oh, he's fit as a fiddle.
That's good. Say he laughs a lot. He's got a good sense of what?
He's got a good sense of humor.
Right. Say you're downtown somebody and you don't want to be downtown with him. You want to be by yourself. You want to say, I want to, what? I want to get...
I want to be excused and...
That still sounds too highfalutin.
Ready to be by myself?
Yeah, or get rid of him. You'd say, I want to get rid of him.
You say, well, that'd
sure
be kind of embarrassing, you see, to say that.
You wouldn't say it to him, you'd probably say it to somebody
else. Oh, yeah, well, I've said that to somebody else. He's bore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, well, I don't want to be that fella. He's just boresome.
Uh-huh. Will you ever say, get shed of?
Yeah. Yeah, I worked around and I got shed of him because, I've said that.
Mm-hmm. Good. I want to find out whether or not you wrote your cousin. I'd say, have you, I want to find out if you wrote him. Wrote a letter.
Wrote?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Have you?
Well, I'd say somebody'd ask me if I'd wrote so-and-so. I would say, no, I haven't written to him yet. But
mm-hmm. You say, I haven't wrote him?
I haven't wrote him at all.
Good. After you write somebody, you have the envelope here, and you want to put the name and address and city and state. What do you call it? What are you doing?
That's a letterhead.
Mm-hmm. And what are you putting on there?
You put usually your, on the upper corner, you put your name and address, and down lower in the middle, you put his address, you know,
mm-hmm.
name and address,
mm-hmm.
where the letters, the destination of the letter.
Mm-hmm. And you say that I have to what the letter?
Back, what we usually address, you know. We usually say back. We got to back the letter.
Very good. Okay, now. When you write a letter, you always expect to get what?
Get an answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you know something, I want to find out how you found out about that. I'd say,
Who told you?
Mm-hmm. Somebody, some teacher.
Yeah.
Who
taught you that?
Now, what are the children's nicknames for one who tattles? What do you say? He's a what?
Well, he's a tattler, he's a telltale, and
Tattletale. Now, when your wife wants flowers here, to put in a vase, what does she do? She goes out and what?